With us right now, District Attorney Louis Mulewski. First of all, the Jost case, some resolution today, a plea and a hearing on whether or not he's insane. Let's first wrap that up. What was accepted today, and are you happy with that?
Mr. Jost today pled guilty as an Alford plea, essentially not admitting guilt, but holding some a semblance of innocence, essentially being found no contest plea, that is. But he was found guilty of two counts. Count one is a Class C felony, theft by false representation, and count four, mail fraud. He'll be looking at 16 years placement of the Department of Health Services, and that's due to the fact that after he was found guilty, he was then found not guilty by mental disease or defect, which means that he'll be placed in the custody of the state of Wisconsin for mental health services.
Now, we know he'll be in the system for 16 years, but at this point we don't know which way he will be kept away from the public, correct?
Correct. There will be a further determination to determine whether or not he'll be in an inpatient setting, a locked type of setting, or whether or not he'll be in the community under a monitoring type of setting. But either way, he will be under the auspices of the Department of Health Services for 16 years, which is a lengthy period of time considering his age and the type of threat that he is to the public. The court and the psychologists in the courtroom determined that he was of low threat, but these are serious charges as relates to property crimes and being C felonies and a H felony.
You satisfied with the outcome?
I think that in the big picture, the fact that his property was forfeited, the fact that he will be under the care of 16 years of the Department of Health and Family Services, I think that it is a fair and just resolution to the case, and that Mr. Jost will receive the services that he needs, and that any type of claims for money being repaid to the state or the feds will, of course, have to be determined later, if at all, based on his indigency.
You still have two more defendants in this case that are still up for some resolution here, and that's the Dishers. We know that Dolores Disher is still in a nursing home. Ronald Disher, I'm not sure where's that case at.
Those will be cases that will continue to proceed. My assistant, Veronica Isherwood, will continue to work on them with me being in the loop on it as it relates to resolutions and disposition of the cases. But like you said, there is still work to be done on them. And at this point, I don't have an update on further updating of those files.
Anyone to add today?
No, thank you.